I think we did a pretty good job. I mean, Jacoby, he was elusive. You know, he's elusive. We knew, you know, coming to the game that he was going to be able to move around, but, you know, he definitely got away from us a couple of times. But, you know, Jacoby's young quarterback development, I feel like, you know, another offseason under his belt, he'd be great. But he did a great job of, you know, not giving us the usual. Usually they had the highest, you know, sack rating, you know, in the league. And you come into the game thinking that you're going to have one of those games and, you know, you only just get one. So that's just the way the league works. That's my sack. You know, they just got to review it, you know. I ain't tripping. You know, Roby, he barely touched him, but it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I mean, it started. We let him score, you know, rather than the turnover. You would like, you know, to not have that happen, but, you know, it did. I feel like we did a great job of just pushing. They got up, you know, 10 points, and, you know, we just kept pushing. Offense kept moving the ball, and boom, you had the result that we had today. I feel like they did a pretty good job. You know, CJ, Emmanuel, DT, offensive line played lights out today. And I think that's what, you know, led to, you know, Brock's success. And plus Brock, you know, he was on fire anyway. So, good day on offense. And, yeah, we're going to make the plane do backflips on the way home. I mean, come on, let's not act like we don't know who Brock Osweiler is. You know, he's done incredible stuff for us. He's done incredible, you know, stuff in the past. He's done incredible stuff for us this year. So, I mean, when he comes in there and he has success, I mean, it's not really, you know, a surprise. It's Brock Osweiler. It's a guy.
Long, you see how you guys have done the last 2 weeks. Prior to that, not so good. Kind of hurt a little bit more, thinking what could have been. You could have just done this more consistently all year.
I mean, you just know how to kill the vibe, don't you? You just know how to kill it out. I mean, you know, you would like to be undefeated. You know, that's just not, you know, the way it happened, you know, this year. If you play long enough in the NFL, it'll humble you. You'll have, you know, a season like we have. You know, you get injuries. You know, that's just the National Football League. You just got to push through it. You know, I hate when we get asked the question, you know, what are you guys playing for? You know, this is our job. You know, this is our dream. We've worked hard to get to this point. Forget the score. Forget the record. You know, to have opportunity to go out there and play in front of the lights, in front of fans. You know, you can get up for that anytime. It doesn't really matter what the record is.
How much does getting 2 weeks in 5 days
do for you at this point in the season? It's great. I mean, it's great. You know, we get a little break. Yeah, it's great. You know, heading to this last 2 weeks and, you know, just want to finish strong. You know, when guys say, you know, what are you playing for? You're really playing for the same exact thing that you'll be playing for at the beginning of the season, or, you know, 2 wins or undefeated. It's the exact same thing every week, every year. You want to go out there and take advantage of your opportunity. You want to go out there and play at a high level. And you want to go out there and try to achieve some of your individual goals. That, in turn, will lead to team success.
I see every week you throw the
Yeah, I feel like, you know, throwing the ball, it really saves a little bit of time. You know, that way I had to sign autographs. I had to sign autographs for 45 minutes. I could just play catch. You know, but yeah, I mean, I get a little bit of enjoyment from it. I get to pretend to be, you know, the quarterback for a little bit, and I get to, you know, interact with fans. You know, that in a moment that really never happens. You know, so I just try to, you know, take advantage, and I just try to be the guy that they hope for me to be, that they want me to be. I just try to do that as many fans as I can. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's no way you can, you know, cut and slice it. It's a tough week, but everybody in National Football League goes through it. You know, they'll get it worked out. We got a great league, great, you know, everything from the top down in the National Football League. We get all the problems ironed out. It's never really going to be, you know, perfect, but, you know, we're doing the best that we can. You know, some guys don't like the Thursday night game. Some guys do. You know, but I tell you what, after you win a Thursday night game that week off, that 9 days that you get off, you know, everybody enjoys that.
As nice as the last 2 games you feel about winning, there's also a sense of what a shame it is that you let this
hang, Mike.
Away.
Jeez, you're right along with this guy over here. It's tough, man. It's tough, but you can't really do anything, you know, about that. You know, you just got to keep pushing. keep pushing, keep trying to develop this team to, you know, what we know it can be. Going to the offseason strong, you know, that'd be great. You know, I saw, you know, not too long ago the Seattle Seahawks, you know, barely made it to the playoffs. Had a win, they lost in the playoffs, you know, went on to start to develop this championship Seattle team, you know. And we've already won a championship, but we're still, you know, developing into the team that we want to be, and finishing strong is a vital part of that. No, that was my sack. That was my sack. But, I mean, we got cameras all over the place. The NFL will review it. My man Eric right here is going to go 100% to try to give me that sack. Plus, Roby really doesn't need it. I mean, it's not really an interception. But, I mean, if it's Roby sack, it's Roby sack. But I felt like, you know, that was me. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I got my man E on it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, giggle.